Hello and welcome to the Better Malifaux podcast with me, Craig Johnson. I'll be your host. What we're looking at today, we'll be looking at an introduction to the show and to who I am and me and Wargaming and that sort of stuff. Then we'll be having a look at the November releases coming out soonish. And then we'll be having a review of this weekend's UK Malifaux GT, which is starting in about 7 hours. It's 1:15 a.m. over here and I've just finished painting. So we'll be having a look at that. So an introduction to me, I'm Craig Johnson, as I said, I'm from the UK, I'm currently in Manchester. I've been playing war games for about 7 years, which makes, so I started when I was 12, 20 now. Picked up Malifaux about a year back, picked up the Summer box set and the Pandora box set. Loved using the Summer box set, so when Ophelia came out, imagine how happy I was. Been using her for fair few months now. I'm really enjoying her, taking her to the tournament tomorrow. So yeah, that's pretty much me. I played a lot of Games Workshop games before getting into both Privateer Press and Weird Games. I played a lot of Lord of the Rings and Fantasy mainly. Big tournament gamer in Fantasy, which is another thing about me. I'm very much into my games over my painting and converting and all that sort of stuff. So quite a lot of what I do, there'll be at least something about games in it. Obviously looking at miniatures as well. But I do appreciate painting and converting. As I said, I've just finished painting my crew for tomorrow. I always leave it last minute, but, you know. So, the shows should be roughly every 2 weeks, hopefully. And they should last about 20 minutes. But we'll see how that pans out. I'm looking, hopefully, to get a co-host from around my area. But we'll see how it pans out. If anyone's crazy enough to take it up with me. But hopefully someone will. So, looking at this November's releases, just bear with me while I bring it up on screen. Should have thought about that beforehand, really. Probably hear my clicking. Okay, so got the new molds for November up on screen. First one's Abuela Ortega, or however you want to say it. So, looking at a stat line, this weekend, everyone has named Abuela in their proxy list. So she's obviously going to be pretty popular. You can see why, you know, Gunfire, Companion, Harmless as well is quite a bad one. Then obviously her main rule, which is where her family get to move towards the shooter if she's damaged by strike or spell. So she basically pushes pressure onto any gunline armies, and if they're a combat orientated army, then it's similar, you know, you get loads of models in combat. She's not too bad either. She's got a very good shotgun, she's got quite a high combat value anyway, gunfighter 2-3-4 with some blasts in there. She's got a lot, and I mean a lot of nice spells, right? Everyone loves a babe. She's got a zero spell as well. Watch your mouth out, so you can, if you're playing a spellcaster, I mean, you get watch your mouth out on, it's on a certain spell as well, mainly on a res is my first thought on that one. Stopping them raising certain stuff for a whole turn can be pretty tasty, as it were. The model, I was hoping she'd come out in a wheelchair. Like, I think quite a lot of people were hoping that might have just been me, but I think the model is pretty much exactly as it is in the book. I've got them both open here and it's uncanny. I really like the model. I love the skulls on the hat. I love the shotgun. I love the fact she's granny. I think she's a really characterful model. Really like the model. Yeah. As you can tell, I really like her. So the next one is, of course, Dreamer and Lord Chompy Bits. Now, this is where I'm going to get a bit of hatred on the email / forum / everything like that. I don't actually like the pose of Lord Chompy Bits. I appreciate a lot of people do, but me personally, I would have preferred something a bit more Games Workshop-y with their demons, if that makes sense. No, I think it's a nice model, but it's just not my style, personally. Yeah, so everyone can hate me on that one. The Dream, however, I think in the background, the Dreamer's background is amazing. I really love what he is, how he works, and all that sort of stuff. The fact that he's a little child walking the street, I mean, when you first meet him in the book, it's quite creepy, but it's really cool. If if I could choose another crew to buy straight away, it'd probably be this one. But I like using the not so good crews, so nobody really knows how good he is, but I've heard very good things about him. And obviously got his page open at the minute. The Dreamer is one heck of a caster, it looks like it. I also love how he can start the board on his own, which I think is brilliant. And then obviously you've got Lord Chompy Bits himself, who is a combat demon. And I mean, you know, you've got two brilliant weapons. You've got a higher CB with your teeth, which also has poison, or you've got your paired 10-inch claws, both with high damage. He's high wounds, not amazing defense. I'd be confident in my gremlins taking it down, but you know, that's just me. Yeah, I think he'll be a very popular master. Difficult to use though with no soul stones to start. You'd sort of need the soul stones, in my opinion. But, you know, yeah, I think he'll be pretty popular. I see a lot of Lord Chompy Bits on board. You won't see that many Dreamers, I don't reckon. You'll see Lord Chompy Bits running around, ripping people's face off. So moving on to the Daydreams? No, I'm going to go to the Coppolis, apparently. So, Coppolis, where is it in my book? Oh, here it is. So, the Coppolis, it looks pretty nasty for my gremlins. Everything within 3 inches has to have a willpower 12 duel. That sort of ruins my gremlins, and they all run away. Terrifying 13 as well. So, he looks like 9 points. He's obviously very good, as is everything with a 9 point cost. But is he as good as other 9 point models? I'm not sure. I think he might, this is going to sound weird, he might be a bit too easy to kill at defense 5 wounds 10. Most of the other stuff that is that many points is either hard to wound, hard to kill, can heal, all that sort of stuff. So for a 9 point model, it's expensive, and it's a combat master that sort of relies on, sorry, combat model, that sort of relies on getting severe damage, because it's 1, 2, 5 is an amazing. Yes, you've got poison, but I don't know. It just seems too expensive compared to other 9 point models. But I wouldn't want it any cheaper. If it was 8 points, it'd be amazing all of a sudden. So onto the model. As again, yet again, the model is pretty much spot on with the book drawing, and I really like the way it looks. It looks a bit creepy, as it's meant to. I think it is a really nice model, but I'm not sure which master inside Neverborn it would fit in with looks-wise, because it doesn't look like something from a dream. It doesn't really look like any of the woes. It's obviously not. Yeah, I don't really know where that's going to fit in, but I really like the model. I think it's really cool. It makes a really nice Chaos model. Need to stop doing warmer references, but oh crap. So onto the Stitch Togethers, which I think are a sweet model. I really like the way they look. I think the models just look amazing. I really want some, and I don't have any in my factions. I don't really know how to the sack imagery, it looks amazing. It's been a lot easier with a co-host to discuss this with, but I think their rules are all right, I guess. You'll see quite a lot of them about. They're well worth it. They come in the starter boxes. Is it the starter box comes with one and you need two? I might have made that up. I don't know. I've probably made that up, but I heard that somewhere. So if it's true, then that's quite cool, because you get a special one in the starter box. Then you have one sitting out, which I think people weren't happy about. I might have entirely made that bit up there, but oh well. So going on to the Alp. Is it Alp or is it Ape? Is it an eye? Here's an eye. An ape? Is it meant to be ape? I don't know. Cheap model. I love cheap models. As a gremlin player, I love stuff that's about 3 points. It's got an awesome melee attack. If it hits you moderate, you've all of a sudden got slow, which is so useful on a 3 point model. And obviously feed on dreams, just it gangs up and gangs up and gangs up. If you, I reckon if you're running what, five apes, is it? Five apes. And it could really hurt. But at three wounds each, you got to be really careful with them. That's less than my gremlins. And Road Defense as well. I mean, I think they are really, really good. But at the same time, they're such a glass hammer. I reckon if you can get them into the right place at the right time, they could be absolutely devastating, especially on a master. If you can just jump a master like four of them, even if you can only hit the master once, it's going to take five-ish damage and slow. It's not going to be able to clear out the apes. Next to any apes, go ape on it. That was a really bad pun, sorry. Onto the models. The models all look a bit samey, but I like that. As in, they've all got that sumo wrestler pose, their hands out to the side, crouch knees. I quite like that. I mean, I really like the one with the stupid hat. Obviously, you could differentiate them from painting like they've done on the website. So I quite like the models. Maybe a bit more variation in one of them, but you know, the hat and the hair makes a differentiation. Another pose on the last one, maybe. Not that bothered, but yeah, they're quite cool. So on to the Daydreams, and these are my favourite models in the new release. I wish I could just do an army of Daydreams in any game system. The Daydreams look amazing. I want them, and I don't want an Inevitable faction, I just want the Daydreams. I think it's a combination of an amazing paint job and such amazing models. I haven't seen the models in person, I've just seen them painted on the weird website, but they just look amazing. I want one. I want to keep one here at university with me. I want it in my room. Just walk, especially the one with the hat and the tongue out. I want one walking around my room to make me happy whenever I come into my room. I just love, sorry, got a bit distracted there by love for a model. So onto their rules. Two wounds. Yep. That's the first thing that I look at, really. Obviously, they're quite hard to kill. But two wounds each. I can't do anything else with that. But obviously they are such a support model for Lord Chompy Bits. I mean, you can push him around the board, you can make stuff pop up, all that sort of stuff. You can make him go back under and put the dream back on the board. Yeah, I think for 2 points, they're amazing. Even if they were rubbish and I had a Chompy Bits, I'd feel them just because of the model. Yeah, I think they're really good for 2 points, and the fact they've got a shooting attack as well, which is something usually Neverborn don't have loads of, but I think they bring something a bit different to the Neverborn, even at two wounds. You probably won't use shooting, you're probably trying to hide him. But as I said, I think they're one of my favourite models we have released ever. I think they look stunning, and I'm going to stop talking about them. So onto the Free Corps box set, which is coming out. Now, I absolutely love the Free Corps bit in the Rising Powers book. I absolutely loved it. I'm very into books such as the Gaunt Ghost Trilogy, which is basically humans who are amazing. Not Space Marines. Space Marines are rubbish, but basically I love humans that sneak around and are really well trained, and you get to know the characters really well. So obviously you met a few characters in the chapter in the book. I don't want to give that much away, but they came across really, really cool, and I love the background. And then I flipped their rules page, and I didn't like the drawings. I don't like their heads. That was the first thing. I didn't like their heads. So I was thinking, if the models came out looking like they do in the books, I'll do a head swap. And then the models came out, and they've got those heads. And it's just me. I do not like the heads. I'd have to do a head swap. But I've been comparing them quite a bit with the Gremlins. Obviously with the Gremlins, with their own specialists, essentially now, and all that sort of stuff. And it's interesting, because I think they're very even, crew-wise. Obviously the Free Corps each are better, but they're obviously a lot harder to kill from blast damage than Gremlins are. And they all do slightly more damage, but they've got to be quite close together, in my opinion, to do stuff. Obviously you've got to have a Librarian, you've got to have a Trapper, you've got to have Specialist, you've got to have the Von Schill, and then you just sort of max out with your basic guys. But I don't know, I think they're really cool, but I don't like converting well-made models, so I don't really want them, because I'll ruin them trying to do a head swap. But they are so cool. it is a crew I am tempted by, just as something. Well, they're not even different from my Gremlins. They just sit at the back and shoot like my Gremlins. So, if I didn't have my Gremlins, I'd probably go for these and do a botched conversion on all of their heads so that they all looked rubbish, because I'm terrible at converting. Don't know how I'd convert the Trapper. So that's all of this month's releases. I'm just going to do a brief talk on the Desperate Mercenary as well, because I was on his page and I got reminded of him. Now, obviously I'm comparing most stuff to Gremlins at the minute. 2 points, right? It's 2 points for Desperate Mercenary as well. The Desperate Mercenary has got pretty much everything over a Gremlin. He can move as fast. He's higher, which isn't always a good thing. His willpower is exactly the same. His casting's rubbish because he doesn't have any spells, so it doesn't matter. His defense is the same. His wounds are the same. His gun doesn't have as long range, admittedly. But his melee and shooting attacks do more damage. Anyone can have him for 3 points. Any faction, I think. Well, any faction that can hire mercenaries can have him for 3 points. Like, I know a guy that's running Lilith, and he's hiring 2 desperate mercenaries so he can kill them and get blood counters. There is a use for a desperate mercenary in every faction. I wish I could have 2 of my gremlins. They just bring... I don't understand, right? Because my gremlins usually out-activate stuff up until I do the Alpha Strike. And I love being able to out-activate stuff. I think if you've got 5 more activations on your opponent, you can be so much more reactive. You can react. So I don't understand why you wouldn't want at least one of these for 3 points. I think every single thing should have one. I mean, its zero action is amazing. It's better than anything you can do with your reckless action as a gremlin. This model receives +3 to its dual totals and ++ to damage flips. So you're most likely, well, you're on 7 CB. So if you're shooting at something like a gremlin, you're going to be on -1 at work. So all of a sudden it goes to +1. So you're probably going to do severe, you're probably going to kill the gremlin at worst, stop it being reckless for the next turn. It just looks, I mean, it can be CB7 essentially every turn. And he can shoot at 2, 3, 4 a couple times. And you can sacrifice him. You can just sacrifice stuff. Anyway. Sorry, he's got comes cheap, hasn't he? He's only 2 points with that rule, I think. I've just seen that now. So yeah, every faction can have him for ludicrously cheap, and he's ludicrously good. Obviously, when the model comes out, it'll be a lot easier for people to get him, because there'll be a model. But I just think that Desperate Mercenaries are amazing, and I just wanted to throw that out there and see what you guys thought. So, moving on to this weekend's Malifaux UK GT. As said, I'm taking Ophelia. Brief outline of the tournament. It's 30 soulstones for 3 rounds, and 40 soulstones for the last. You nominate 15 soulstones for your crew, including your master, so you have to use every game, and then you can make up the rest. And you can only have 10 soulstones of unreleased models to proxy with. So, for example, my 15 soulstone, Ophelia, obviously. I then took Rami, 2 young Lacroix, 2 gremlins, and a soulstone. So I've got to use that every game. So Ophelia will always have 1 soulstone. I doubt she'll ever have more, but that's me. And then for the unreleased models, I chose to proxy my 10 soulstones, 3 young Lacroix, and a slot hauler. So, for example, you couldn't proxy Nakima, which I know someone wasn't happy about. So, yeah, it's interesting. I ran a very similar one. I said nominate 15 as well, I think. But I didn't have the unreleased proxy. I just let people proxy what they wanted. And there wasn't very many proxies, so it was all right. So, I am taking with me... Obviously, I've got Master and 15 soulstones, but I'm taking with me. I'm taking Ophelia, the entire Ophelia box set. So I've got Rami, Raphael, Pear, and Francois. 1 slot hauler, which I'm using a Hordes and War Machine minion swamp gobber, the one that's got the gun style thing. Looks like he's pumping out sewage. It's quite cool. 3 young Lacroix. I'm using 40k plastic grots because they're basically small gremlin. It's amazing. And then I'm taking 12 or 16 gremlins. I think I'm only taking 12 of me. So I'm only taking about 50 soul stones worth of stuff when you count in my henchmen. So I don't have very much choice in my last game, which I'm fine with. I do, however, know that first game I am playing Perdita. That was drawn beforehand. Now, I'm not very confident, because Perdita does what Ophelia does, just better. Obviously, she's got less models, but everything is better. You know, all of her obeys, you got Nino, who's better than Rami. You got Papaloka, who is going to rip my army to shreds. I don't know how I'm going to deal with Abuela, with her armless, and everyone moving towards her when you do some damage, and my crew's amazing at doing low damage. So it's going to be interesting. I guess the slot hall is going to be important for killing Perdita, but I'll do a review of that game after it's happened. So another thing that this tournament's going to go in, it's using some of the normal scenarios, and it's also introduced 5 new scenarios into it, just to fill out how many scenarios there are. And out of the scenarios, at least 3 of them are not going to win. Obviously, gremlins are terrible at morale duels and terrible at combat and not being able to shoot stuff. So one of the scenarios reduces line of sight. Every time you activate a model, flip 2 cards. Which is already like 40 cards in my deck, but you flip 2 cards. The highest is how far you can see. So if I flip a 7 with Ophelia, she's basically not doing much that turn. And another thing is there's 2 lampposts, which add extra rules. But basically, my gremlins aren't looking forward to that one. Another one is, there's a house in the middle, which is 10 wounds, hard to wound, probably hard to kill as well. You'll kill the house, get the chest that's inside the house, and keep it until the end of the game. If you're holding the chest at the beginning of a turn, you need a morale duel on 12 or 13. So my gremlin is going to run off the board trying to do the mission. And then the final one is, there's one in the graveyard, which if you've got to catch the graveyard, I think. And if you're in the graveyard, you've got to take a morale duel. So I'm hoping I hit the normal scenarios. I mean, I really love the scenarios that have been written for it. I think they fit into Malifaux perfectly. I think they bring something different compared to the normal scenarios. And in a strange way, I want to play all of them, just so I've played something that isn't the normal scenarios. But at the same time, I don't want to lose on the scenario straight away. I mean, obviously I've got a chance in all of them, but I've got to rely on having like 8s and 9s in my hand for those willpower ones, and burning them on the willpower duels. So yeah, they're interesting. I really like how they're written. I'm looking forward to playing a couple of them, to be fair. I just like whinging about stuff in advance. So we'll see what scenarios play. That'll be on the end of this show, after I've stopped talking about the future. It's quite weird. And as I said, I'm really looking forward to the tournament tomorrow. There's about 50 people now. Okay, so we're going to have a look at the factions and masters that are going to be at the tournament today, technically. First off, we're going to have a look at the Outcasts. Now, let me know, either on the forum or via email, what your local gaming groups are like. Because, obviously, everywhere is different, and this is a big UK tournament. When I ran one, every faction was represented, even though there was only 8 people. And this is fairly even across all of the factions. So, brief rundown. There are 2 Summer Teeth Jones players. There are 3 Ophelia players, including myself. There are 3 Victoria players. Now, one thing I can notice straight away about the Victoria players is that all 3 of them have nominated at least 2 Ronin. One of them's gone for 3. And I've played Victoria probably more than any other master, and I know why they've got that many Ronins. So we'll move on to the Arcanists. Slightly more Arcanists. So there are 4... 5? 5 Colette crews, sorry. I think Colette is a really cool master. I can imagine her being a really difficult matchup for Gremlins because she's so fast and dodgy. And there always seems to be people playing her wherever I go. So she's quite cool. I quite like Colette. There are four Ramos crews. Four Ramos? Yeah, there's four Ramos crews. Now, Ramos is always a strange one. I've played Ramos a couple of times, and he's never bothered me. Mainly because he's such low defense. Yes, he's got armor too, but I'm either doing one damage anyway, or I'm doing about eight if I get my trigger off on the gremlin. So, I'm not too bothered about Ramos. Obviously, the big stuff, like the steampunk arachnid swarm and the executioner, do somewhat scare me. But at the end of the day, if you can get rid of Ramos, it's going well. And then Rasputina, there's only three Rasputinas going. All of them have named an ice golem, which I find bizarre. I think the tigers are slightly better. Answers on a postcard. Rasputina again doesn't really bother me. Her big boomy smell does sort of bother me, but at the same time, I'm not that bothered about it. So, moving on to the Oh, one thing about the Arcanist. Is it? One, two, three. There's only three. Including the new one. One of the Arcanists is missing. I think one of the Arcanists has no people. I'm not sure, because I don't know another one is at the minute. But there's only three Masters represented there, and there's four for everyone. So yeah, I think someone's missing. Is it Leviticus? Is he an Arcanist? I don't know. Anyway, moving on to the Resurrectionists. There are three McMorning crews, which is interesting. I've played McMorning quite a bit. I've only played two of the Masters. I've only played against two of the Res Masters. McMorning's one of them, and I always seem to have a close game against McMorning. I seem to be able to get rid of McMorning really quick, and the dogs, and then everything else just sort of wanders towards me. And gremlins aren't very good late game, so I sort of started dying after I killed stuff. Seamus, there are three Seamus crews as well. I've never played Seamus, so I don't know. Resurrectionists do worry me, because I've got that many corpse counters that I can give them. So they do sort of bother me, all the Reza crews, but obviously I'll take what it comes. Nicodem is only two. That's it, I've never played him. So he does somewhat bother me as well. But I'm sure it'll be fine if I come against him. And then there's Karai. Good old Karai. There's three Karai armies. I've played her a couple times and I hate her. She basically is nasty. That's the only way I've got of describing it. I really don't want to play her. The fact that she can have six of her little thingies that remove blasts against her, and she can take one off to prevent damage, it just makes it impossible for me to kill her. And I find that with gremlins, you need to kill the masters. And the fact that you can all of a sudden have a spirit flying into you from nowhere, into your gun line, even though she's 18 inches away, and then you can't get rid of it once it's in combat because you're terrible in combat. I just find that games go like that against her. So moving on from here, we'll go on to Netherborn. Zoraida, there's two Zoraidas. Now, I really like Zoraida's rules. I've only ever read her in the book. I've never seen her played, and I've never played against her. So I can't really come up against her just to see how she does, because I think she's really good based on her rules in the book. But that'd be interesting. Pandora, there's two Pandoras. Obviously, as gremlins, I don't want to come up against Pandora because it makes me cry. And then there's four Lilith players as well. Now, the Lilith does and doesn't bother me at the same time. Obviously, there's no Nakima, so that's one less thing to worry about. But I know I can take down most of their stuff, but their stuff can take down most of my stuff. It all depends on who gets that first jump. And obviously, with this sprinting thing, the Neverborn probably have the advantage. Going back to what I said about Desperate Mercenaries, one of my friends, Nat Sibley, he has been wearing Nakima, Black Blood Shaman, a couple Teratos, Lilith, and some Desperate Mercenaries recently. And in his crew, in his proxy list, he's named Black Blood Shaman and two Desperate Mercenaries. And he is the only person that has named Desperate Mercenaries in the proxy list. And I don't understand why. Even if you didn't have them, you should surely name them just in case you go, you know what, actually, I want to try them out in the last game, or you know what, they'd be really useful this game. So, especially for Lilith players, you know, all the Lilith players have named some Nephil in their list. You know, you've got a couple of Youngs, you've got a couple of Matures, all over the place. So, I find that bizarre, but, you know, there we go, that'll do. So, moving on to Guild, and Perdita, unsurprisingly, has five. It's five Perditas. All but one have named Abuela in their proxy list. I lie, there's actually six Perditas, and five of them have named Abuela. And one of them is actually named a Desperate Mercenary. I lied. One Desperate Mercenary. Okay, so Perdita, I can see her being a bad matchup for me, because she is my crew, just better. So I'll see how that goes game one tomorrow. Lady Justice, there is two Lady Justices. Is it Justices or is it just Pie? No, it's Justices. Her big things hurt. That's pretty much what I'm going to say on that. Now, Lady Justice, obviously one of the best masters. All the guild masters seem to be really good, but, you know. And then there's Sonya Crid has got three. So Perdita, the most popular master there. Guild and Arcanists fighting out. Guild, Arcanists and Rez fighting out for the top. Probably Rez is actually looking at their list. I think there might be a best in faction for both outcasts. For all the factions, sorry. I'm looking at the outcast one. Depending on what I get, I'd like to get that. Because I've got enough experience with Ophelia against quite a lot of masters. I don't know. We'll see. I'm going to sign off now until tomorrow, and I shall do a review of the Malifaux GT. I might put it in a separate show. Thanks for listening, guys. If you've got any suggestions, write them to me either on the forum or in an email. I'll post an email address below. I'll make one now. Hopefully, it won't be on here in the future. It will be on a website, which I'm building. I'm doing computer science, by the way, at uni, so I'm learning how to build a website at the minute. So I'm basically going to use my time in class to build a website for this. Suggestions and stuff like that, please. But one thing I will say, I know the sound quality isn't the best. I'm using a built-in microphone on a laptop, and I'm in university halls, so apologies for the sound quality. I'll hopefully buy a microphone in the next few weeks, and so it'll hopefully be better sound quality in the next few weeks. So thanks for listening, guys.